On 90.3 KEZU, I'm David Wittrock. Bullying is a problem that continues to affect about one out of every three students in the U.S. In Salinas, a pilot project is underway to see if a bullying prevention program created in Norway can help local elementary school students. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Fifth-grade teacher Roberto Zamora started off the school year at Los Padres Elementary knowing just a couple of things about his new class of students. The kids had been together as a group since kindergarten, and
this class was a very difficult class to deal with, and they have a lot of bullying issues.
So he aimed to address the problem right from the start. He laid out classroom rules and negative consequences and set up weekly classroom meetings to address the problems. His approach backfired.
Because, you know, the kids were actually looking just for someone to make, you know, a little mistake to, you know, to have something to say during the class meetings. So the class meetings were mostly focused on misbehavior and negative, you know, like, you know, such and such, you know, gossiping.
And the bullying persisted. That is, until Zamora started implementing the Olveas Bullying Prevention Program. The decades-old program, founded in Norway, has been implemented in schools around the world and now in Salinas. The nonprofit group Harmony at Home is bringing the program to two Salinas elementary schools, Los Padres and Sherwood. In the first year of this three-year pilot project, only Los Padres will get the program. Through student surveys, Harmony at Home will gauge whether Los Padres sees a greater reduction in bullying than Sherwood. Frances Wiesner is the Olveas program coordinator. She says the ultimate goal is to make both of these schools safer.
Bullying is intimidation. Bullying is aggression. Bullying is misuse of power. It's peer abuse. Well, any place where abuse is happening, human beings don't feel safe.
The Olveas program takes a holistic approach to prevention. It goes beyond focusing solely on the bully and target and encourages everyone at the school to get involved, from the principal to the cafeteria workers to the students and their parents.
If it's happening here, we're trying to develop the eyes and the ears. We're trying to be more aware of what's going on, not ignoring. You name it, you identify it as bullying, and you say, we don't do that here. What's rule number one?
Olveas has four anti-bullying rules that are posted in every classroom. Rule number one, we will not bully others. Number two, we will try to help students who are bullied.
Number three is, we will try to include students who are left out. And the fourth one is, if we know that someone is being bullied, we will tell an adult at school and an adult at home.
The program had a gradual rollout starting at the beginning of the school year, with most classrooms on board by January. Already, Los Padres principal Gabriel Ramirez has noticed a difference.
Both myself and the assistant principal do get students just come up to us and say, hey, I need your help. This is happening over here. And we try to take care of it at that moment.
The difference is also becoming clear in Roberto Zamora's fifth grade classroom.
Very good. Excellent. All right, so here we go.
He's continuing with the weekly meetings, as encouraged by Olveas, but has shifted the focus from the negative to the positive. Each meeting starts off with the kids giving each other kudos. Students Sammy May and Diego Silva say that's made a big difference.
The bullies have been stopping, and they're saying, wow, I actually got positive things. I think I should put more effort into it.
It's been good because now we're more bonded. We're more like a family, because now we're not concentrated in the bad things, we're concentrated in the good things.
Olveas encourages students to shift from being bystanders to upstanders and report bullying when it happens. Student Martha Alvarez has noticed the difference.
I feel more safe here, and I feel now that I have someone to trust. Someone who I could tell, and they will actually do something about it.
She says the person she can trust is Mr. Zamora.
That makes me feel very like I'm doing my job. I'm teaching, but at the same time, you know, the students feel safe and they feel comfortable approaching me when, you know, there's an issue going on.
Harmony at Home is raising the money to roll out the Olveas program at Los Padres and Sherwood Elementary. Next, if the pilot project proves a success, it hopes to convince the Salinas City Elementary School District to fund Olveas in 11 other schools. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.